I have one memory. The memory is seeing stars. So I was Christmas Eve at a friend's house for a barbecue, and we went outside, and one of the dads said, "Oh, is that Santa up in the sky?" And I was sort of, you know, 4.5, 5 years old at this point. And so all the kids looked up, and I remember seeing this clear line going through the sky and these thousands of dots.
When Matt Formston was 5 years old, he was diagnosed with macular dystrophy. Within a year, the outdoors and sports-loving boy would go on to lose 97% of his vision.
So I've got no central vision, and people think that, you know, and it's hard for people to portray it in the movie and other things. They put a black dot, but it's not actually black, it's just invisible. So there's nothing, I don't see anything at all in the centre of my eyes. And on the outside, on my right eye, I've got 3% of clarity, and on the left eye is 1%. So if you can imagine getting sandpapers, if you're driving in your car at the moment and you take sandpaper to the windscreen, if you keep scratching the windscreen until there's 1% of the clarity left from what you can see at the moment, so it's just basically shapes and lines and, you know, a few blurs, and in the outsides and nothing in the middle.
Doctors told him he'd have to quit playing footy, swimming in the ocean, basically that his life's aspirations were over. But neither Matt nor his parents were willing to give up that easily.
My parents were the ones that managed all that. So they didn't come home and say, "Oh, the doctors have just told us that you're blind and you've now been given this prognosis that you won't have any aspirations of any career or any sport or any friends, and you're going to sit in a room and listen to country music for the rest of your life." So they came home and said, "Play on. Like, everything's a bit different. We're going to have to do things a bit differently, but why can't you?"
But how exactly did Matt Formston learn to surf these waves when he couldn't even see them?
Yeah, so Dad or my brother would just push me into a wave, and then I'd just feel the wave, and they'd sort of say, "Oh, you could have gone left on that wave or right on that wave," and I started feeling that instead of just going straight, going across the wave, which is the same as any other surfer, you learn to go ride the face of the wave. And I did that from about the age of 5 to 10, and by that point I was very confident on a bodyboard and could, you know, ride either way on a wave without fins and do manoeuvres on a bodyboard. And then, you know, stood up when I was about 11. For the surfers that are out there going, "Oh, how does he do it?" Because I get asked on the beach all the time, because I've got flying circle and my wetsuit, "How do you do it?" Like, most surfers have done it, because when it's pumping, you'll stay out after dark, because it's that good. You just stay out until the sun goes down, and then you're surfing in the dark. So I basically surf in the dark every day. So I've become really good at surfing in the dark. I feel with my front foot, basically. So I can feel the waves going up and down. So as the set comes, the period changes. So it's like, and it's not a conscious, I'm not sitting there thinking about it. My body's just over thousands and thousands and thousands, you know, tens of thousands of hours in the ocean since I was 5 years old. Everything I do on the wave is basically using feel, so I can feel the wave. I love big waves. It's something that I've always had a passion for.
Matt Formston's now a Paralympian, a 3-time world champion para surfer, and world champion cyclist. But Matt was certainly no overnight success.
I think it's just one step at a time. Like, it's the same for me. Like, I didn't start surfing 50 foot waves. I started surfing 1 foot waves on my bodyboard, and it's a grind. And it's not like, you get to the Olympics in cycling, and everyone sees you break a world record. You know, you do it in 4 minutes and 11 seconds, and everyone's like, "Oh, that's amazing." But that's not amazing. Getting out of bed every morning at 4:15, and not eating for days on end so you can be light enough to be able to ride that for, you know, it's for 10 years of sacrifice to get to that point, to get to that start line. That is the amazing stuff. And I think we all have challenges in life. And I mean, my disability is probably my biggest challenge, but, you know, I've had serious challenges in relationships and other adversity that I've had to go through. And it's just starting the plan. Like, where do I want to get to? What am I going to do tomorrow on that journey? And then every day you just do one more thing, and then all of a sudden you're riding 50-foot waves and you're breaking world records.